Here's Miss Jeans.
Hello there.
Hello.
Are you feeling any better?
Yes, I'm all right, thanks.
Good.
We've just ordered some coffee. Would you care to join us?
Well, now, that's very sweet of you. May I?
Yes, of course.
Oh, we'd be delighted.
Oh, gosh. I'm tired. My feet. Holy smoker, they're giving me what for. I don't know whether you find it so, but I think this place is pretty tiring.
We only arrived this afternoon, so it's early days.
Mind you, I like the place, but... Gee, my dogs. How long are you staying?
In Cairo? Oh, a fortnight or 3 weeks. It rather depends.
I should think you've got a pretty awful impression of the place, Mrs. Temple, after what happened this evening.
Oh, I don't know. I suppose that sort of thing could happen almost anywhere.
Yeah, it could, but the fact remains it happened here. Still, I'm glad you've got over it. Have you changed your room yet?
Not yet. I'll probably speak to the manager tomorrow morning.
Yes, do. This place fascinates me. I came here for 2 weeks and I've already stayed five. The way things are going, I shall probably spend the rest of my life in this crazy town.
You must know Cairo pretty well, Miss Jeans. Tell me, where exactly is the Avenue Shulamar?
Avenue Shulamar?
Yes.
It's in the old part of the town, about 300 or 400 yards from the east wall.
Oh, I think I know what you mean.
Are you thinking of going there?
Yes, someone recommended a shop to us, a curio shop. The House of Bari. You've probably heard of it?
No, I can't say I have. Of course, you've got to be careful around here, you know. Otherwise, you'll find yourself loaded down with a lot of junk that comes from good old Birmingham. And I don't mean Birmingham, Alabama. Curios are a dime a hundredweight.
Well, this place, the House of Bari, I mean, was recommended to me by a man called Quinn. He seemed a decent sort of chap. He introduced himself to us at the cocktail bar.
Yeah, well, that's just the sort of thing you've got to be careful of. Quinn's all right.
You know him?
I've seen him around. He's an Irish man, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, I know the fellow you mean. Frankly, I wouldn't have too much to do with him.
Well, there's no fear of that.
What do you mean?
Mr. Quinn's dead.
What?
He was murdered.
When?
Sometime this evening.
Are you sure about this? Who told you?
The police.
The police? What happened?
Apparently he was shot.
I can hardly believe it. I saw him earlier this evening. He was sitting at the bar. Poor little guy didn't look as if he'd got a care in the world. Shot, you say. Who did it, do they know?
No, I don't think they do.
But, I can hardly believe it. Who'd want to do a thing like that anyway? I mean, Pat Quinn, of all the people.
Here's the waiter, darling.
What would you like, Miss Jeans?
Can I have some coffee?
Yes, of course. Bring another cup, waiter.
Yes, sir.
Miss Jeans.
Yes?
Did you recognize the man in our room?
I recognize him? Why, no.
Would you know him again if you saw him?
No, I don't think I would. I saw him, of course, quite clearly, but it's very doubtful whether I should recognize him again. What about you, Mrs. Temple?
Yes, I think I would.
Well, that's something. Hey, if you see the skunk when I'm around, just holler. I'll be right there, and lady, I'll tan the hide off that guy.
Will you have a cigarette?
Thanks.
Steve?
No, thanks.
You know, I can't get over what you've told me. Quinn, of all people. Now, why should anyone want to murder him?
Well, your guess is as good as mine, Miss Jeans. It might be even better.